94.9 Power FM, it's Ellie and Ricardo for Brekkie. We are joined on the line by Axel Whitehead. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well, first of all, we need to say happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. Straight back at you. What are you guys doing tonight?
You know what? Probably absolutely nothing because my boyfriend is hopeless.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
I need to get a new one.
I better not do that.
Well, look, I'm having a romantic dinner, as it turns out. I wanted a McDonald's, but she did not, unfortunately.
Right. Are you cooking or are you going out to dinner?
No, going out to dinner. Yeah.
Please. Excellent. He doesn't want to poison her for Valentine's Day. Hey, we're so excited about Home and Away tonight. That's actually what I'll be doing. I'll be watching Home and Away because it's a big night tonight. Oh, my goodness. Your character, Liam Murphy, is about to get married to Bianca. But who knows? Something could step in the way tonight by the name of Heath. Tell us a bit about what's happening tonight.
Yes. Well, Liam and Bianca have been through a hell of a lot in the last 2 years. Last year, we saw Bianca run away at the altar to leave Vittorio there and jump on the back of Liam's Harley. Tonight, we're not quite sure which way it can go. These dirty Braxton boys have turned up, which has just taken all the women by storm. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens tonight.
Mate, look, for ages, you were the heartthrob on Home and Away. Now Brax is in the scene. Do you and him get into, I don't know, a few words here and there to see who is the sexiest man on Home and Away?
Well, he is a better boxer than I. I tried to sort of push him around, but he won't have a bar of it. but no, Steve's a hell of a good guy, and it's lovely to have him in the crew. And just when you've got new people to come in and work, you know, everyone's enthusiastic and helps each other out. And they're actually really lovely guys to work with, so it's all good.
And lucky you've got your musical talents as well, because that's one thing that just pegs you just a little bit above them.
Oh, that's very kind. It's not a competition.
Now, mate, what can we expect for the rest of the season as well? Is there anything, can you drop a little cliffhanger in there for us to, I don't know, maybe give people a bit of a preview of what's coming up, any of the storylines that might be taking off apart from your own?
Well, it's a rocky marriage. You don't sort of know. I mean, the Braxton boys are quite unpredictable. They've got some really good storylines coming up, which does one kind of filters slightly into their marriage. You'll just have to wait and see. Listen, I can't give you anything.
Yeah, that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
But it's going to be a really, really good year this year.
Okay, well, we're excited for tonight, but we should speak otherwise. I think last time we chatted to you, you were telling us that you were doing some music work with Shane Nicholson, who a lot of people know as Casey Chambers' partner. Is that still all going on?
Oh, no, I was hoping to write with him. I actually haven't, I'm not sort of really focusing on music all that much. So there's another country artist, Amber Lawrence, that I've just sung on her record. She's got a great album out. But no, music is sort of becoming, or just at the moment, a little bit of a hobby. I'm just kind of doing a little bit of writing and playing at home. But yeah, not working on a record at the moment. Acting is sort of my real focus for the time being.
Well, mate, we did catch up with Steve Peacock, a.k.a. Brax, not too long ago, and he was saying how he was pretty happy with the way his stories were going. He's like, I'm getting to do some really cool stuff. I've got an unbelievable storyline. So do you ever get in the writer's ears and say, hey, can you make me, I don't know, become a ninja or something like that?
Well, we can go to the writer, because the writer's got to write for 22 main characters. Oh, 24, 22, I can't remember. So they are open to ideas. I tried to put an idea to them that I'd drive off a cliff in flames on my Harley into Alf's boat and sort of sail off into the sunset. But they wouldn't have it. But we can certainly put ideas in their head. And I've been trying to get, I mean, Liam's had, you know, addiction problems, so he sort of had women problems. I'm trying to get a bit of gambling. trying to make him the baddest character on the show, but we'll just wait and see.
Now, look, because it is Valentine's Day, you're trying to put in the writer's head, like, I don't know, maybe there's somebody on the show that you haven't passed yet. You're like, you know what, wouldn't mind a bit of pash with her, try and get that in the writer's head?
There's a couple, but listen, I want to say who. But it's a pretty sweet job.
It's Raymar, isn't it? It's Raymar.
Bikinis, so. And I get paid, which is wonderful.
All right, well, we're so excited to see the episode tonight. Bianca, is she going to leave you at the altar? We don't know what's going to happen. 7 o'clock on Channel 7, that's where we can check it all out. Home and Away tonight. Axel Whitehead, who plays Liam Murphy, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks, guys, and have a great night tonight.